In the law, public integrity is limited to sort of the high-ranking state legislators, statewide office holders, but also to state employees like DPS employees. Really, there's not a lot of difference, and often these two kinds of investigations overlap. Almost all of them have to do with public corruption, which might be anything from somebody stealing from a city or a county to somebody committing fraud, to someone abusing their authority, their office, to, for example, persecute an employee or sexually harass someone or use their power to coerce someone to do something that they don't want to do. So there's all kinds of very serious allegations in what I looked at, which were over 500 closed investigations all across the state that the Rangers handled in the last 5 years from 2015 to 2020.
All those cases you looked at across the state, what are you seeing? What are the trends? What are the concerns?
One of the things that was created by this new law was this ability of DAs to sort of veto Ranger investigations. And there already was an approval process where an individual Ranger might get a complaint and they'd have to go to their supervisor. And what's happened is often now the Ranger investigations don't even get off the ground because someone says, no, you can't investigate. So that's one of the things I found is that there are cases where DAs are just not interested in these investigations going forward, or they're related to the DA themselves. And so there's kind of a conflict of interest question. But the other thing I found was that even after these investigations went forward and the Rangers proved that public officials had violated the law, that almost always the cases end with plea deals or charges being dropped. You know, they're allowed to just pay restitution, even if it's a serious kind of a charge. And there was only one person that I could find in all these cases who had a serious prison term given to him, even after stealing. There's a lot of people who stole over $100,000, and many of them did not go to jail. And there were also cases where the person was prosecuted, but then they pled it down to either a misdemeanor or to a deferred prosecution, which means if they complete some conditions, then the entire thing is dismissed. And that's what happened in several cases, including a case of a county commissioner who allegedly strangled and threw his wife against the wall in a physical assault that was discovered because she couldn't go to work as the jail as a nurse and because of her injuries. And he was able to actually, for a while, even keep his office because he pled only to misdemeanor assault. So these kind of cases, a lot of times, don't result in the sort of, even the most serious ones, the sort of punishment you might expect. And then the other thing is, if the people are not prosecuted, even if the Rangers find that they did violate the law or they did violate ethical rules, the public doesn't have a right to see the report. So there were only a few of these reports, less than 10%, where you could actually find out what the Rangers discovered. And the other thing I found out was that in all the high-profile cases, every case involving a statewide office holder that we know of or a legislator, with the exception of an ongoing prosecution that everyone I think knows about at this point against Attorney General Paxton, that public integrity investigation went forward with charges only after a private attorney presented the Rangers information to a grand jury. That was not a DA that presented those charges to a grand jury. There's no case involving a legislator or a statewide public official where someone has been convicted since 2015. There's none. And most of those cases, the reports have not been made public. So we know that Attorney General Paxton has had a couple of other complaints made against him. No public information on those cases. We know the Rangers investigated at least one of them. No information is available. We know that in two other cases, state officials were investigated, but ultimately the DAs dropped or did not file charges. We don't see local DAs going forward in cases against any legislator or any statewide office holder. Very infrequent jail time. And maybe that's how the system should work. Maybe we do want these people to pay restitution, but I think we do need to know what the rangers found out about involving these public officials. We do need to have some sort of accountability. And a lot of times we don't.
And looking across the state, because you teamed up with a variety of partner news organizations, and feel free to list them, but they were looking at each of these areas, there were specific cases. And you looked at El Paso, and this is one of the areas where you don't see a lot of activity, a lot of investigations, a lot of cases.
We looked at all the different ranger divisions, all the different ranger companies across the state. And we found that in far west Texas, in the area that includes El Paso, there were only a handful of public integrity investigations that led to any kind of prosecution. And those cases disproportionately targeted women. One of the cases involved a woman, JP, who apparently ran a pyramid scheme out of her office and also for years failed to process a lot of the tickets that were being written by state troopers. And yet nobody seems to have noticed that she wasn't doing her job and that she was running this racket for years. The Rangers did investigate her, but she was not prosecuted. She was allowed to simply leave, and apparently she's been ordered to pay restitution. The question is she paying it? In that case, she was required to give up her office, but only after years of doing things that obviously she should not have been doing. So that wasn't really a great example of public accountability in my book. And the fact that the Rangers out in West Texas seem to do fewer of these cases, I think, really stands out, because in other parts of the state involving the border, there's a lot more activity. And there's a question about whether there's a lot of complaints going to them that they're just not investigating. We do know that one of the other cases that they did investigate involved a complaint made by a jail inmate against a DPS officer. And in that case, they ended up prosecuting the woman who made the complaint. They said that they found her not to be truthful, and she was given jail time, which again is really unusual in these kind of public integrity cases. So back out in West Texas, you find a case of a whistleblower being given jail time and not a public official.
What are you hoping will come from this investigation across the state? Because you really looked at cases across the state.
Yes, we partnered, the Observer partnered with KXAN, we partnered with you at KTEP, and we partnered with Fort Worth Reports. We wanted to get people looking at some of the local cases in different parts of the state. North Texas, we looked at some cases in East Texas, Central Texas, and South Texas. And, you know, everywhere the pattern was the same. What we wanted to do is raise awareness among the public about the way these cases can be diverted, that they don't always get investigated, and try to change that system. Also try to encourage legislators to open up the reports, or DAs to open up the reports involving high profile cases, so there can be better accountability. We also wanted to raise some awareness about how weak some of the public integrity laws are in Texas, because sometimes these cases are not prosecuted, because even charges like accepting an illegal gift or misusing your time as a legislator are often just misdemeanors. And so sometimes prosecutors don't want to take the time or spend the effort that it would take to get a conviction when all it means is a misdemeanor. So we wanted to raise awareness of all the weaknesses in the system, because ultimately, if this system doesn't work, then corruption flourishes in Texas. We need Texas to have its watchdogs be stronger, and we need to have better accountability among our public officials.